This is Steve Ember with In the News in VOA Special English. Hearings took place this week into intelligence and law enforcement failures before the attacks on the United States in 2001. The Bush administration is disputing accusations that it did not consider terrorism an urgent threat before September 11th. Officials said they had worked throughout that year to prepare a plan to deal with the threat from Al-Qaeda. Former anti-terrorism official Richard Clark made the accusation Wednesday in Washington. He spoke before an independent commission of former lawmakers and officials. There are 5 Democrats and 5 Republicans. Mr. Clark has worked in 4 administrations. He helped direct anti-terrorism policies for almost 10 years. Mr. Clark says the administration did not take his warnings seriously. He says he had called for action against Al-Qaeda and its Taliban supporters in Afghanistan before September 11th. About 3,000 people died in the attacks of that day. Hijackers flew planes into the World Trade Center and the military headquarters at the Pentagon. Mr. Clark told the commission that intelligence agencies warned repeatedly in 2001 that Al-Qaeda appeared ready to attack the United States. He said he expressed his concern in a letter to National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice a week before the attacks. Mr. Clark also accused the administration of harming the war on terrorism by invading Iraq. Republican members of the commission accused Mr. Clark of making baseless accusations in an effort to sell his new book. They questioned his truthfulness. They also suggested that he wanted to help the presidential campaign of Democratic Senator John Kerry. Democrats on the commission said the accusations by Mr. Clark should be taken seriously. They said his years of government work showed that he had been trusted by presidents from both parties. Condoleezza Rice has noted that Mr. Clark defended the policies of the administration in the past. Ms. Rice has spoken to the commission, but would not do so publicly. The commission held 2 days of public hearings this week. The members also heard from Secretary of State Colin Powell and Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. Officials from the administration of Bill Clinton also spoke. And so did the head of the Central Intelligence Agency. George Tenet has served under both presidents. Mr. Tenet was asked why 2 administrations have been unable to kill or capture Osama bin Laden. He said there had been some disagreement among intelligence officials about whether the CIA had permission to kill the leader of Al-Qaeda. Mr. Tenet said even if he had been killed, that would not have prevented the attacks. The commission is expected to hold more hearings next month and to release its findings in July. In the News in VOA Special English was written by Cynthia Kirk. This is Steve Ember.